5. Effective systems employ organization. Time has a way of getting away from most people, yet time is what life is made of. Everything we do requires time, yet many people take it for granted. How you spend your time is more important than how you spend your money. Money mistakes can be corrected, but once time has passed, it's gone forever. Being organized gives a sense of power. When you know your purpose and priorities and you have ordered your day, week, or year according to them, you have a clarity of thought that strengthens everything you do. You develop an efficiency that helps you to follow through on everything you do. There are few things like it. Make sure your systems make you as organized as you can possibly be. 6. Effective systems promote consistency. If you want to succeed in the long run, you must learn to be consistent day in and day out, week in and week out, year in and year out. You will never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine. So any system you develop needs to promote consistency, and you must follow it consistently. What does it take to develop consistency? A system and the discipline to follow through. Most efforts at consistency are not so exciting. Every now and then, I get requests from people who say they want to spend the day with me. I think they would be very disappointed by how boring my average day is. I'm up early and spend hours at my desk. In the afternoon, I exercise and take care of people-related responsibilities. And I usually go to bed by 10 o'clock. It's not exciting, but it is consistent. And it's a system that works for me. As you seek to develop strategies to maximize your growth, you should always seek out principles that have stood the test of time. Don't try to simply adopt someone else's practices as your own. Customize them to yourself. Use them to build your strengths and reach your goals. And remember that, as Jim Rohn said, if you go to work on your goals will go to work on you. If you go to work on your plan will go to work on you. Whatever good things we build end up building us. That's why you need to become highly strategic. How to become highly strategic? 1. Take some time to assess which areas in your life receive the most of your strategic planning time. Here is a list of areas to get you thinking. Add others that apply to you. Career, faith, family, health, hobby, marriage, personal growth, vacation. Have you been strategic in your approach to designing strategies and systems for your life? If not, why not? If so, where have you placed the most emphasis? Does your past behavior line up with what you say your priorities are? How would you like them to be? 2. Begin developing or refining systems for yourself that will maximize your time and increase your efficiency. Brainstorm a list of areas where you desire to improve, are experiencing a problem, or sensing an opportunity. Try to create a system to help you for each. As you design them, make sure that each takes into account the following. The big picture. Will the system help you reach your big picture goals? Your priorities. Is the system consistent with your values and commitments? Measurement. Does the system give you a tangible way to judge whether you've succeeded? Application. Does the system have a built-in bias toward action? Organization. Does the system make better use of your time than what you're doing now? Consistency. Can and will you easily repeat the system on a regular basis? Don't be reluctant to make adjustments to systems you develop or even to abandon them if they don't serve you well. However, you may want to try out any system you develop for at least 3 weeks, the normal time needed to start developing a positive habit, before evaluating its validity. 3. Many people who try to develop strategies for their life and growth make them too complicated. Any system you develop should be simple and straightforward. To test ones you develop, try this. Explain them to a friend to see if they pass 2 tests. The first is whether you can explain it clearly. If you can't, it may be too complicated. The second is to see if your friend knows of a better or simpler way of achieving the same goal.